Jason Cole returns to the program. Jason Cole, editor-in-chief at fansided.com. Jason, thanks for some time. How you been?
Hi, Jason.
Life is beautiful. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. You know, we're talking about the new coach this week in Green Bay, Matt LaFleur. Was this the best possible choice the Packers could have selected with LaFleur and the fit with Green Bay?
You know, I got concerns about this one. Number one, LaFleur's experience in terms of calling plays bothers me a little bit. He's only done it for one season. He was okay, not great. I think the other problem that I have from a psychological standpoint is if you get LaFleur in the same room with, you know, with Aaron Rodgers, does Aaron Rodgers look across and go, so what exactly are you going to tell me? And what authority do you have and proof do you have? So I think that there's going to be a really high bar for LaFleur to pass to sort of prove it to Rodgers. And that's not to say that, you know, like, it's not going to be necessarily a conscious thing for Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, Aaron's a confident guy who believes in himself, which is, you know, one of the keys to his success. And I think he doesn't tolerate fools easily. So unless LaFleur is, you know, really sharp and perfect right from the start, you know, this could get sideways in a hurry. That's my concern.
You know,
that's why I would have wanted to have a more experienced guy with him.
We were talking on Monday, you know, what kind of coach, as we talked with Jason Cole, what kind of coach could coach up Aaron Rodgers? Because, yeah, in his press conference, he said, you know, I'm coaching all 53 of these guys. But this is a move for Aaron Rodgers. You need a coach that can coach Aaron Rodgers. And I really, after Monday's show, we had a couple of guests on, and we were kind of talking through it. And we thought, you know, I know he's kind of like a big personality, but I think Josh McDaniels might be the guy. That's somebody that's won Super Bowls, that's someone that's worked with Brady. Would he have been a good fit here, or I guess not?
I think it would have fit. It would have fit well from the experience standpoint. The problem that you have is, look Brady.
Jason, it almost seemed like there was no right answer for who to coach Rodgers.
There wasn't. No, look. This was a really, really tough situation. And there's a reason why McCarthy was the right fit for a long time, but his act got old. And that's what happens with a lot of coaches. McDaniels isn't exactly the perfect fit because McDaniels is a person who believes that his system is quarterback agnostic, that he can go and get just about any quarterback and work his system. You know, that said, he really hasn't done that other than working with Brady. So I don't know if that kind of arrogance would work wrong with Aaron Rodgers. To me, you got to go get a guy who's an experienced head coach, who's been around, who's dealt with personalities. You know, guys who've done it. I would have even thought about Mike Martz with him. I would have thought about, you know, Jim Caldwell much, you know, in a much stronger way. I would have thought about Mike Shanahan with him because Mike is so good at holding everybody accountable. I think you need to have an older, established guy with a lot of pelts on the wall. Now, maybe LaFleur will prove me wrong and will know how to deal with Aaron Rodgers and how to talk to him. But, you know, you got to prove it to players, and you got to especially prove it to players who know what's going on. And very few people understand the game and what's going on the field the way that Aaron Rodgers does.
Now, Rodgers is always related to his offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach, for the most part, I think he has. That's also an important hire, isn't it?
The whole thing is important. The whole structure of this is critical. Because, like, you've got about 3 years left, right? Maybe four. I hope Aaron plays for six, seven more years at a really high level. I wouldn't anticipate that that's going to happen. Usually, you know, the whole father time thing works against players, right? But, you know, count that you've got 3 or 4 years to try and get this done. Everything has to fall together very quickly and perfectly. So, yeah, there's a high bar here for LaFleur and what he's about to do. And, again, I hope it gets done. I just worry about a guy coming in who doesn't have a whole lot of experience with an established quarterback who knows what he's doing.
Talking with Jason Cole, editor-in-chief at fansided.com on Twitter, JasonCole62. Now, with this change, because it did get so bad with McCarthy and Rodgers, is a change enough to get the Packers back into the postseason? I guess if Matt LaFleur was the coach of the Packers with a rejuvenated Rodgers and the roster they have now, is that enough to get them into the postseason? Just the playoffs, not Super Bowl, just the playoffs. And then if not, or either way, where are the big areas of need that you would want to see the Packers address to get back to that point?
I think they're sloppy on defense, right? I mean, I just don't see a team that they don't bring anybody who scares me anymore. I mean, Matthews is still a pretty decent player, but he's not overwhelming. They've oftentimes played to the strength of their offense with their defense. In other words, try and get on top of people, get a lead, or know that you can score quickly. So you're going to come after people and blitz them a little bit more and try and force some turnovers. They've done a little bit. They've tried to do that a little bit in the past couple of years. It's worked so-so. So I think they're in need of being rejuvenated talent-wise on the defensive side. And then I think, I've seen some decay in the offensive line from 2 years ago. And it's gotten a little bit better, not great, but a little bit better. A little bit worse, I should say. It's not great from where it was a little, a couple of years ago. I think that they need to shore that up. So there's a couple of areas of concern for me about them getting to the playoffs. I think there's just a talent gap that the quarterback may not be enough at this point in time to make up for the difference.
Jason, why wasn't Mike McCarthy up for more jobs in the NFL, and how did he lose out on the Jets job to Adam Gase?
I think people close to McCarthy say that his heart's not really in it right now. They believe he just wants to take a year off. He kept putting off. He could have had the Cleveland job in 5 minutes. John Dorsey was waiting for him, had it all set up. They had sort of made peace among Elliott Wolf and Alonzo with McCarthy, and he was ready to work it all out, right? And then McCarthy kept putting off the interview, right? And then he says, the Jets job is the only one that I really want, because he wanted to work with Darnold, and the Jets are sitting there going, well, we want somebody maybe a little bit younger to work with Darnold. So I think his lack of wanting to really push for it may say that he's not as into coaching this year and may want to sit. And ultimately, that may be a good thing for Mike, because I think that Mike got tired in the way he was doing it. That old expression by Larry Bird, and I know that that's basketball versus football, but it's not necessarily wrong. Sometimes, guys, the message gets old and tired from coaches, right?
Yeah.
And they got to keep modernizing what they do. I think Mike didn't do that. And that's one of the things that failed between him and Aaron Rodgers. He failed to keep Aaron sharp by bringing him new ideas.
I think the sentiment is out there, give it another year, and then maybe the Pittsburgh job opens up, and that he's going to go back to Pittsburgh where he's from and maybe replace Tomlin if Tomlin gets fired.
Yeah, that's altogether possible. I wouldn't count on Pittsburgh being bad next year.
Well, Tomlin he didn't make the playoffs this year, so, people weren't too happy about that.
There are a lot of things that are possible, but, it's not like that team changes coaches very often.
Yeah, well.
If I was an odds maker in Vegas, I would sit there and say that, that's a wonderful plan.
You don't think Tomlin's job is on the line next year?
I think he's on the hot seat, but I think they're going to make the playoffs, right?
Who knows? They didn't make it this year.
Okay, they didn't make it this year. But they were number one, they were close. Number two, they got a lot of talent.
Talking with Jason Cole, fansided.com. Sorry to run you there. Jason Cole here joining us on the phone. Jason, as far as one more thing about Mike McCarthy I want to ask you, because when you look at the jobs he was up for, Browns and Jets, I was looking at it like, if I'm Sam Darnold or if I'm Baker Mayfield and I get a text that says, hey, a big announcement, Mike McCarthy's your new head coach, I would be upset. I mean, Mike McCarthy, the way that offense started to look in Green Bay, I would not be thrilled. So I'm not surprised, I guess.
Are you thrilled that you got the text that said Adam Gase is your coach? Are you thrilled that you got the text that Freddie Kitchens is your coach? I mean, maybe Baker likes Freddie a lot, but Freddie Kitchens doesn't scream Super Bowl, here we come, and neither does Adam Gase. So I think that that's more, look, they're going to accept who the next coach is because I don't think either one of them really knows better because they're so young in the league. And the thing is about the organization in that case, because again, this is the opposite end of the spectrum from Aaron Rodgers. These are two guys who are just learning how to do it. Having an older coach come in who's, said, hey, look, I helped make Aaron Rodgers great. I have won a Super Bowl. You feel like getting on on this train with me? And most of the guys are going to go, yeah, I'll do that. Even if they've heard from some other people that this guy may not be the greatest in the world, because what they ended up with were guys who don't have much resume either.
How do you see the playoffs shaking out, I guess, this weekend, and then what would your Super Bowl matchup be?
My Super Bowl matchup, we'll start with that one, because I picked about a month ago that that the Colts would make the Super Bowl from the AFC side. So I'm riding through one week of a really strong victory, so I feel good about myself on that one. We may not be discussing this next week.
No.
But that's a different issue. I went. That was the one side I went with an upset. On the other side, I went with chalk, and I went with the Saints. So Saints versus Colts is my Super Bowl pick. And so this weekend, I could really see both of the road teams in the AFC winning. I know there's supposed to be some snow up in New England. I don't know how much, and that could have an impact. But the Chargers are just better than the Patriots. And I know everybody talks about the Patriots' mojo at home and their playoff history and all that. But look, Gronk can't run, and they don't have Josh Gordon. So I don't know, if you're San Diego, who are you scared of? Yeah, Edelman's a nice player. Hogan does some nice things, but they don't scare you. So defensively, you should be able to handle them okay. And the Patriots' defense, you may have to settle for field goals once you get inside the red zone because they're pretty good red zone defense, but they'll give up yards. So I like San Diego in that game. I think the Chiefs are the better team in the Kansas City-Indianapolis game. They have been over the entire course of the season, but the Colts are hot, so I could see the Colts come out of that with a victory. That's why I say the two road teams. I think over on the NFC side, Cowboys have a little bit of a chance because they can slow down the pace of the game, and the Rams have sort of suffered since Cooper Kupp got hurt. That's hurt Jared Goff an awful lot. He doesn't have his go-to receiver there for him. So I think Cowboys have a shot. The Cowboys probably also have the best defense that's left in this whole thing. And then finally, that gets us to New Orleans and the Eagles. Look, New Orleans beat them by 40 the last time. I don't expect them to beat them by 40 again, but I expect them to beat them. And I think that Philly did a nice job against Chicago, slowed the game down. There's a big difference between Chicago with Mitch Trubisky and New Orleans with Drew Brees.
Jason, appreciate it. We will check in again down the road. Have a good weekend, man.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys. Be good.